We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everybody, it's Maria Boynton and we are talking theater here. Fox Theater is going on 5 performances, Pride and Joy, the Marvin Gaye musical, and I have 3 fabulous gentlemen with me today, so you know I'm happy, right? First and foremost, we have Chase Stephen, who is the older Marvin Gaye. We have D'Extra Wiley, who is the co-writer and plays none other than Jackie Wilson and Frankie Gaye, of course, the brother of Marvin Gaye. And then we have none other than Marvin Gaye III himself, son of Marvin and Anna, and also a co-writer. How are you all doing today?
Oh, we're great. Wonderful.
How you doing? Yes.
Oh, I'm doing awesome.
How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, y'all looking...
You looking fabulous.
Oh, well, aren't you the sweetest thing?
We're talking
about Pride and Joy, the Marvin Gaye musical. Who's going to tell me what this story is all about?
Well, this story is about my parents and their love and their life. You know, a lot of people don't know and understand the story. You know, they just go by what they hear, which is not much. And also at the same time, you know, I was very blessed to have 2 wonderful, talented, you know, extremely smart parents. And my mom was very creative. She was the force behind everything.
Of course, that's Marvin Gaye III. What do you remember about your dad?
He was a kind, wonderful, you know, real even spirit. And he was my best friend, you know. A lot of people don't know the story or the TV show, Courtship of Eddie's Father. That's how we were. Hmm.
People, let me tell you about my
I just dated myself.
Yeah, D'Extra. You play Jackie Wilson and Frankie Gaye.
Yes.
Now, in the role of Jackie Wilson, what do you hope to convey to the audience?
Well, Mr. Excitement. That's what he was all about. You know, he would thrill the ladies and, you know, he would get out there. And we would consider him kind of like the Michael Jackson of that day. Well, at least one of the top, I would say top 5 performers. And he would thrill them. He would just thrill the audience with his antics on stage and, you know, shirt throwing mm-hmm. his jacket off and just having fun. And a lot of artists were influenced by him, such as Michael Jackson.
And of course, you're playing Frankie Gaye too. How you doing both of those roles?
Well, you know, I got like a bipolar syndrome that has to kick in, and it happens, you know, because see, what a lot of people don't understand is that Frankie Gaye was very instrumental in influencing his brother through his letters and his experience in Vietnam.
Okay.
In which provoked the thought for Marvin to start contemplating different things that was going on in the world and the social ills of the world.
Too many of us crying, huh?
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Too many of us dying. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, and Marvin Gaye III, you look at the times when what your dad was, what he was singing about, and you look at today, and what do you say about all of that?
He was way ahead of his time. You know, the stuff that he was talking about is even more exponential. It's more prevalent now than it ever was. You know, and people thought, you know, back then, it was a little far out, you know, but when you look at now and you think back what he's really saying, you're like, that man was right on.
Yeah, prophetic. Yeah. He was very prophetic.
Well, Chase Stephen is here. You're playing the older Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Tell me how it feels to portray such a wonder, such a man, such a personality.
Well, it's an honor. It's an honor, and it's a blessing to play an iconic individual such as Marvin Gaye. It's very, very surreal to me, you know. The thing is that the thing that really gets to me is that people accept and they accept my portrayal of Marvin. And that's a big thing because he was such a beloved individual, and to be able to bring that energy across and for people to, you know, receive it is a beautiful thing.
And what all went into you getting yourself ready for this role?
Well, I've been studying Marvin now for about 4 or 5 years, and you know, it started off with me working on my own Marvin Gaye musical review, it just so happened that I had taken some pictures and, you know, did some, you know, some videos of me singing a cappella, and D'Extra Wiley kind of noticed me on social media and reached out to me. He was like, hey, you know, if this guy can sing the way he looks, and I think we got something. So he reached out to me. We spoke. He said, hey, man, we got this play going on that I think you'd be perfect for Marvin Gaye. And I was like, yeah, right. Whatever, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he said, no, just hold tight. We're working on some things and I'm gonna get back to you. And actually what they were working on was obtaining the rights to the music. And, you know, we have the rights to 28 songs from the Motown catalog, and that Berry Gordy and Sony and Motown signed off themselves. So this play, this musical is phenomenal. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry.
Yes.
But most importantly, you're going to dance and you're going to sing. You're going to have a great time. It's a great experience.
So D'Extra, are folks coming to the Fox Theater to see Pride and Joy, the Marvin Gaye musical? Now, Che was talking about you're going to dance. You're going to sing. What else can we expect?
You're going to learn some information about Anna Gordy and Marvin Gaye that you probably never knew. And in addition to that, you're going to be inspired. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to leave with an experience.
Okay, Marvin Gaye III, what do you want folks to take away from it all?
Well, first of all, I want people to leave with a happy, warm feeling in their heart. And at the same time, you know, go back and really, you know, maybe to help people's relationships, you know, with their other. And they'll learn to appreciate them a little more. And understand the time is short. So, you know, some of the little stuff, you can just get by it. And, you know, and some of the stuff is just people stuff, you know.
That's right.
And it's not really about them. It's about what that particular person is going through. And everything can be, you know, undone. Go buy them tickets. You're really going to enjoy the show.
What else do you want people to know?
I just want people to know and understand and really respect what the conglomeration of my parents and what they meant to each other, and also what they meant to Motown. And at the end of the day, everything they did for the people.
And I know you want them to get those tickets, right?
Oh, yeah. They got to get them tickets, you know.
Yes, hey, come on.
Atlanta, show me what you got.
That's right, yeah, baby.
And you're going to really appreciate it. You're going to leave thinking that you have gotten more in value, in terms of value, than, you know, from what you learn and what you feel and the experience than money can buy. It's
and the
priceless.
Largesse of all of this, the largesse, the overwhelming nature of all of this, are we going to see more in terms of your father's life? Because he was a huge figure. Are we going to see more?
Well, I'll put it like this. If it's up to me, absolutely. And I've been working on a particular project that I'll just say that someone else is, it happened to land in their hands, you know, politically. And, you know, I'm trying to overturn that situation because I should be the one to tell the story and tell more about, because no one knows better than me what, you know, my parents were like and what their story really is. And I'm not going to give you the bull.
He is none other than Marvin Gaye III, son of Marvin and Anna, also a co-writer of Pride and Joy, the Marvin Gaye musical. Chase Stephen here, he's playing the older Marvin Gaye, along with D'Extra Wiley, who is a co-writer and plays Jackie Wilson and Frankie Gaye. My goodness, it just seems like a great time, great opportunity for everybody to see a lot of great theater, right, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
You're gonna see gonna see not only Marvin Gaye, but you're gonna see other artists that come from Motown. You're gonna see the Emotions, the Teddy Pendergrass, shout out to Tony Grant, and our Crystal Drake does a phenomenal job with Anna Gordy. You got Courtney Linton, who's also the granddaughter of Levi Stubbs from the Four Tops, who does Tammy Terrell. She's wonderful, and you're gonna see that as well.
What about the Supremes?
Just come out and see. You see what you're gonna get.
We'll see Smokey Robinson though. Yeah. You're gonna get Smokey Robinson.
So you're gonna, you know, it's gonna be phenomenal.
Alrighty, everybody. It's playing at the Fox Theater right here in Atlanta, June 6th through the 9th. 5 performances, and we're ready, guys. Aren't we, Atlanta? Oh, you heard him challenge you.
Yes, let's go.
Come on out, y'all.
Come on out.
We want to see what you got.
Hey, DC showed out. Detroit showed out.
That's right.
Michigan,
your turn.
Showed out. So
and this is home, yo. I'm from Atlanta. Y'all got to come and support now. Come on now.
Yes.
All right.
All those housewives sitting at home in Atlanta, I know you ain't got nothing better to do than this.
You're right. Shout out to Real Housewives.
I think Atlanta is up to the challenge. Everyone, thank you very much. Been listening to Chase Stephen, D'Extra Wiley, and Marvin Gaye, all a part of Pride and Joy, the Marvin Gaye musical. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.